Hello and oh dear, that was a bit high. Hello. Not Darius Drinklehorn. Obviously channeling him. Let's start again. Hello and welcome to a new episode. No. Well, it is a new episode, I guess, but it doesn't sound quite right. Let's try again, shall we? Yes. Hello. How are you? Yes. I'm the biggest fan of the Shy Life podcast. Yes. Yes. Oh, yes, absolutely.
All right. Go ahead. I am now recording.
Hello. Is this Pa the Shy Yeti?
Now it's time for the silliest podcast in the world. It's the Shy Life podcast.
With me, Shy Yeti.
He's not that shy. 105.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Shy Life podcast. This episode, well, we're just going to catch up and we're going to, shoot the breeze. Is that the right phrase? I'm not sure. But yes, I've been up to quite a few bits and pieces and I'm sure you have too. And yeah, we've got to catch up with the... Yeti Uncle John, what's wrong? Sorry, Yeti Uncle John's just appeared in the doorway. He looks a little bit concerned. What's up, John? What's up? Paul, I think you should hear this. What? Hear what? It's a podcast. It's one of your favourite podcasts, actually. And, yes, you should listen. You really should listen. I'm in the middle of... Well, I've just started recording a new episode. Well, yes, well, you might want to talk about this in your episode. Oh, all right, look, listen. Let's run the theme music, shall we? Yes, all right, let's do that. And then we can... I'll sort out Yeti Uncle John. Oh, Dad, I don't need sorting out. All right, let's just start the episode.
What's going to happen today?
Oh my God, it's enormous. It's the Shy Life podcast.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, hello.
Welcome back, Paul.
Hey, have you ever wanted a hippopotamus for Christmas? Are you the kind of person who is not good in the crowd, blah, 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 but you still want to meet like-minded people?
Paul's got a good idea. Oh, I hate it when that happens.
Although that would be interesting.
Cuckoo Magoo.
Double pee-pee.
Extraterrestrials.
I'd be very curious to see an actual apparition or something like that.
Is everything okay?
My brain is like a sieve today. I don't know.
Yeah,
it was like that.
Sorry.
I don't believe it. This is quite unbelievable. Oh, dear. I knew you'd be cross. Oh, but, well, you know, maybe it was meant as a joke.
I don't see how it can be taken as a joke. Listen to what was said. I mean, goodness me.
Oh, dear, are you going to explain to them what's happened, or shall I?
I'm too cross. I'm too upset. You explain. I can't believe they'd say such a thing.
Oh, I think that they probably, they weren't thinking when they said what they said.
Well, there's no excuse. They broadcast the episode. They released that episode and they said those things. I'm quite upset.
Well, no, you mustn't be. Well, talk to them. Talk to them. Ask them about it.
I will. Please tell the listeners why I'm upset.
Now you know that Paul is a big fan of the show Lots of Life on the Poo List. And, they're known for their light-hearted mix of banter and opinions and inanity. Is that a word? It's madness, madcap, yeah, things like that. Yes, they're known for it. Oh, absolutely. You know, there's that Brenda Boo, that Peter G, Toppy Smelly, our friend Toppy Smelly.
Well, after what he said...
No, look, Paul, don't take it, don't be upset. Who else? Oh, yes, Jay the Haunt Cub, and...
They've all been on the show. I can't believe they said it.
It's and where's was Dr. Stone? Yes.
To be fair, that Peter G wasn't there and didn't say anything, so I can't blame Peter.
Oh dear, oh dear. You see, listeners, there was an episode recently, and the topic came round to fantastical beasts and things. Yes.
I don't know how you're remaining so calm, Yeti Uncle John. What was said refers to you as much as it refers to me.
Well, not strictly speaking. I mean, I don't consider myself to be a Bigfoot.
Bigfoot, Sasquatch, Yeti, they're all the same.
Well, no, strictly speaking, they're...
I know, I know.
Well, anyway, I think the best thing we should do is to play the clip, listeners, so you'll understand why there's a little bit of upset going on in on the Shy Life podcast this episode. I just think you should talk to them, talk to them. I'm sure you'll get an apology.
Just play the clip, please, John.
Oh, dear, oh, dear. Oh, dear, oh, dear.
What? I didn't even know we were talking. What's happening
here? Oh, mercy. All right. I think that takes care of the vegan restaurant discussion. I believe we had a little paranormal story from Jay.
Ooh, actually, it's not a story. What happened was, it was one of those nights when I was doing something in the kitchen and I just needed the TV on background, you know, noise kind of thing. And there was none of my usual, you know, choices such as SpongeBob or The Simpsons to put on in the background. So I wound up on one of those. It might have been the Travel Channel or one of those kind of things. But it was one of those innumerable ghost hunting shows that have popped up over the last like 10 years. Oh, and first of all, there's so many different shows on this subject. And then, you know, a lot of these shows like Ghost Hunters and stuff have gone on for so many seasons. And I just think to myself, for real, like, is there really this many people that have had some kind of paranormal experience? Like, I'm one of those people, like, I keep an open mind, but I'm pretty much a skeptic unless I see something myself, which I really haven't done. I just always hear like, oh, a friend of mine lived in a haunted house. You know what I mean? It's always like secondhand or whatever. So I was just curious as to whether you guys had any, you know, what you would consider a supernatural experience in your lives.
Gosh, I haven't. And I just want to say those shows that I have seen, every time they go, oh, did you see that? Oh, oh, there's the evidence. I don't see anything. I don't hear anything.
Right. Right.
But I don't. I haven't.
I never have anything like that happen to me. I'm willing to entertain the idea if I see something that it might be real, but it never happens to me. So I've never had any proof. But Toppy, you've had people write in their stories to your program before.
Yeah, they have, and you know some of them are doozies, and they the tellers of these stories have professed that this really happened. I have a hard time processing it. As far as myself, the only thing I've experienced twice is having what people would call a dream that predicts the future kind of thing. Both of them happened a long, long time ago. They were both within the span of maybe a year. And both of them were about things that I was to see the following day. So I dreamt about them, and then I saw the image in my dream the next day in real life. This is the story I've told for a long time. You know, very soon after these things happened, I was telling the story of this. And today, I'm kind of convinced that my mind has turned things around and that, you know, maybe I'm not remembering things the way they really happened and that I've, in the telling of the story, I've changed it. Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I no longer believe that I really had a dream that showed me something that I was to see the next day. I think I'm mixing it up after all these years.
Yeah.
So I guess that's a long way of saying I'm like Jay, I'm a skeptic. Today, I like to keep an open mind, and I like to say, what the fuck do I know? Who knows? Maybe it's all possible.
Right.
But I do believe there are frauds and charlatans out there, and fucking reality shows that make shit up. And don't believe the shit you're seeing. Just don't believe it. It's not true.
Well, it's kind of like Bigfoot. If enough people claim to have seen something, and especially in our day and age where everybody's got a camera phone, why aren't we seeing more proof of these things? Because these shows are not showing you crap.
No.
Right. I mean, they're showing a haze or some, you know, what they call orbs that are floating, but they're really just like dust.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Hello, dust specks.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So I don't know. I would love to have an experience. I do think the mind is like tremendously powerful. And I think you can convince yourself of anything. Like if you go to a place where you've heard it's haunted and you hear enough stories and it's really like, you know, playing in the back of your mind and stuff, I think you could easily make yourself hear things that may not be real.
I'd like to go to the battlefield of Gettysburg and see if anything happens there.
I was at Gettysburg.
Were you? Did you see any ghosts?
No, did not.
Did you see any reaction recreators, whatever they call those people that reenact battles?
No. You know what I saw? I saw a green field. That was it.
Oh, that's spooky.
Huh. Yeah, it was mowed, too. Ooh.
It was. And there was some statues and memorials and a bunch of other ding-dongs like myself riding around looking.
Yeah, I've been. I mean, I don't live far from there, so I've been there. I went there a lot as a kid, but I still want to take and never have taken one of those sort of battlefield tours or you know, haunted things that they sometimes do. And I mean, apparently there's supposed to be bees that are haunted there, and it's supposed to be one of the most haunted towns in the country.
Did you say bees?
Like no, B&B.
Oh, B&B.
Yeah, yeah.
So ghosts of bees. I mean, yeah.
Buzz, buzz. I think it'd be cool to stay in a place like that, which I, as far as I know, I don't think I've stayed in any place that really was considered haunted. But, yeah, I'm just very skeptical.
Psychic readings? Has anyone ever had a psychic reading where the psychic said something that just was a little too uncanny?
No.
Not directly, no.
No, every time... And not every time, because that makes it sound like I've done this innumerable times. But the few occasions that I've had a so-called psychic reading, everything they said was so general that, you know, I mean, come on.
When they always say, like, if they're connected to somebody in your that has died, they're always happy, they're always proud of you, they're content, blah, blah, blah. I mean, surely there's got to be relationships out there that aren't so meh. And you know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of people that hate their families.
Huh.
So I think that would go to the other side to like, hey, I see you're still being a fuck up. Why don't you get your shit together? You spent all my money on dope, you motherfucker. I worked a long time for that inheritance.
Yeah. I used to be a skeptic to the extent that I said, absolutely not. None of this is true. It's all bogus. Fuck UFOs. Fuck ghosts. Fuck Bigfoot. Fuck Bigfoot. Fuck Bigfoot. Fuck Bigfoot. Fuck Bigfoot. I've since sort of like I said before, I've just decided, wait a minute. What do I know? Who knows what kind of weird things are in our universe? And so I've backed off from it, but I'm still a very healthy skeptic. Fuck Bigfoot, 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 fuck Bigfoot.
I can't believe it. I cannot believe it. Oh, yeah, Paul, please, calm down. I must admit, there's no good way of... do you think they'd all been down the pub before they started recording? Maybe they'd been knocking it back a bit. It's possible, I suppose. It wouldn't have happened if Peter G had been there. Well, I know he is the voice of reason, and he keeps them all under control. I expected better of... the moment he did. Oh, Paul, calm down now. It was just a throwaway remark.
Fuck Bigfoot, 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 fuck Bigfoot,
I'm not sure I can take it like that. Well, listen, The best thing we can do is go and see them. Go and see them or speak to them or something. Maybe it's aliens. What's aliens? Maybe aliens made them say these things. Do you think? Well, I don't know. What, ick? No, not ick. I mean the bad aliens. Oh, right, them. I suppose it's possible. Anything's possible, but... Listen, listeners, I'm going to have to put some little bits and pieces and clips and stuff on. And, well, I've got to sort this out one way or another. You know, I'm sure maybe Yeti Uncle John is right. I mean, how could they say that, though? I mean, they know that aliens and Yeti and all sorts exist. But, I mean, it's just bear thinking about. I know, which is why I think there's a reason behind it. I think that somebody has done something. What if somebody's, did something to the original tapes? Well, it's possible, I suppose. Well, you won't know unless you ask. I suppose so. All right. I'll ask them, I'll speak to them. Do you think it could have been a full moon? Or what, you mean, you think they might be affected by the full moon? They might have made them say things they wouldn't otherwise have said? It's possible. Well, you're going through all the theories. You better not say too much, because whatever twist there is at the end of this episode will be spoilt. Yeah, all right, good point. Okay, right. moving on, listeners, moving on. I can't believe they said what they said. There must be a reason. Yes, yeah, all right, yes. Oh dear, oh dear. I wonder what the reason is. Hello, listeners. Time for some poems, I think. This one's from my book Caveman Logic from 2009. It's called Owls in Bras. Yeah. Owls in bras are nicely upholstered. They look quite impressive and so splendidly bolstered. Oh, bears dressed in bowlers and a smartly starched collar. Cows wearing bonnets mooing hymns for a dollar. Penguins on podiums whose only want is for fish. Cats who care only for food in their dish. With their hoity-toit hoots and their bras nice and snug. Owls look so pleased with themselves. Oh, good grief, are they smug? Yes, the truth about owls is they'll give you a peck. But not on the cheek, love, but they're right in the neck. Owls in bras have a visible charm. Their mounds are appealing and cause nobody harm. Fierce weevils in wigwams who refuse to pay fines. Crabs and crustaceans all dressed up to the nines. Mullet-wearing albinos, every babe in their nappy. Every chimp dressed as Buddha cannot help be unhappy when they see owls in bras being ever so snooty with their bodacious baps and their feather-strewn beauty. Still, the truth about owls is they care just for shoes and are so terribly boring. Oh, such dull twit-to-woos. Owls in bras have assets apparent. Seems they're wanting for nothing, all their motives transparent. Pigs with bad halitosis, albatross with the measles, hedgehogs with poster paints, painting on easels. Vultures vicariously pot-roast their mothers, hypnotic Alsatians and so many others, cannot cope with the fact of the owls of the stars, that they gain all the attention and look superb in their bras. Yes, the truth about owls is they like a nice bevy, and it's not just their big heads make them all look top heavy. Well, that's a weird one. This is called I'm No Harder Than a Soft Marshmallow. Do I look hard? Do I look tough? The kind of guy who's had enough? Do I look angry, built to fight? The sort of chap you could incite? But it'll never happen, despite my looks. I'm not well versed in swift left hooks. I'm about as mean as sweet Cinderella. If you want a scrap, ask some other fella. I'm no rougher than a bouncy bunny. I'm no tougher than a baby lamb. I'm no harder than a soft marshmallow. A complete pushover is what I am. Do I look mean? Do I look mighty? The kind of guy who'd wear a 90. The kind of jerk you'd give a kicking, whose modesty is quickly slipping. But do you care? Not sure you're worried. Your apologies sound glib, just hurried. As tactless as an MP's timing. Frogs dressed as princes or pop stars miming. I'm no more sturdy than a pile of slush, no more foolish than the average man. I'm no harder than a soft marshmallow, a flamboyant fretting also ran. Do I look cross and dead impatient? Do I look young or kind of ancient? Do you believe me when we're speaking? Are you keeping track of all you're seeking? Can you push me to a point of breaking? Leave me laughing, leave me shaking. Take my words and try to twist them. Do you think I won't oppose your system? I'm growing braver as the days go by. This pile of slush will stand and fight. I'm far harder than a soft marshmallow. Come and try me. Just you see I'm right. This last piece is called Robots and Wrong'uns. Robots and wrong'uns can never be trusted. Wrong'uns drop litter and robots get rusted. Wrong'uns do stuff that make grannies go frantic. They're just badly behaved, now let's not be pedantic. Whilst robots are helpful, they're still ever so sneaky. Just advanced shopping trolleys whose wheels are dead squeaky. Yes, robots and wrong'uns are a major menace today. They should be rounded up. Hell, they should be put away. Robots and wrong'uns may seem very charming, but their motives are evil, yes, and quite alarming. All that scallywags want is to spend time just louting, looking slightly alluring, or maybe just pouting. Machines, they're the experts in all manner of science, but are often caught humping some electric appliance. Yes, robots and wrong'uns are quite frankly just creepy. They would watch a sad movie and yet never grow weepy. Robots and wrong'uns do bad things for kicks, and can't be left alone with crowbars nor bricks. Every wrong'un at loose is some parent's sweet child. They were born to be perfect, never run wild. Every robot the same, which may pull off a fraud, is still loved by its user and its own motherboard. Yes, robots and wrong'uns seem to do as they please. They will steal every penny, plus your girlfriend, Denise. Robots and wrong'uns, they don't know they are born, creating chaos completely. They seem surprised by the scorn. Wrong'uns cause scenes that will get them arrested. We are sick of their ways. It is time we protested. Robots are made to be slaves. They should do what we tell them. They should just do our bidding, or for scrap we should sell them. Yes, robots and wrong'uns, for too long have we slumbered. Now this is my call to arms, yes. Their days now are numbered. Thank you very much. Moving on.
Paul?
Oh, yes, Ike?
I don't understand.
What is it you don't understand?
I don't understand why the Lotzel crew don't believe in aliens. They know about me.
I know. I'm just hoping it was a flippant remark. And, well, hey, Ick, I think we should share something with the listeners.
Oh, yes, Paul, what is that?
Well, listeners, Ick made a visit quite recently to a couple of podcasters from another show who quite definitely do believe in aliens.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Tim and James. James and Tim. From Just Like Burning.
Yes, exactly. And, well, Ick has finally got to meet them. But I better not say too much. But, yes, we have a clip. A clip to share with you. And, yeah, it's coming up now.
Oh, good.
So we'll see. We'll see what happens from here.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Do we have any voicemail or emails?
You know,
on accident. Hello, it's me, Paul the Shy Yeti. Hi, James. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Paul.
Or James and Tim and James.
One's
enough. Now your official name.
No, okay.
I even heard Big Fatty. I heard Big Fatty calling you that. Like the whole thing, the James and Tim, Tim and James thing. At least he pays attention to the aliens when they appear on his show. What was I going to say? Yes, right. I was listening to your recent episode, enjoying it very much, but I noted your response, your kind response, to Ick's request to come and visit. Now, I'm not sure if this is going to work, because when we tried this before on Big Fatty's show, Ick managed to transport and teleport, and he managed to take some cakes and pass them over, but then he was sort of ricocheted back to me, so... The teleporting isn't... I mean, he's fine. He doesn't break his particles up and send them into space. I mean, that would be horrible. No, he just comes... He just appears and then comes back. So he may be with you if it works at all. He'll probably only be with you for like 30 seconds or a minute. I'm afraid. But at least it means that he can bring cake. And it might be that he has to get in his UFO and come and visit you that way. But... I believe the shielding on his UFO, to make it invisible, is a bit faulty at the moment. So, yeah. So the last thing we want is his spaceship to land in your back garden. And the next thing you know, the United States Army is bearing down on you all. Oh, my goodness. Aliens. Although, who doesn't want a big soldier bearing down on you? Anyway, sorry, I never said that. Don't be rude.
Oh, Paul. Dear.
Anyway. Right. So, Ick, are you ready?
Yes, Paul, I am ready. I am ready to transport. I am ready to transport. I am so excited. For so long I have wanted to meet James from Castle Burning.
I know. It's very exciting. I can't believe that you're getting to meet these people before I get to meet them. Yeah, anyway.
I am very fortunate.
But you realise that you probably won't be staying for very long if you teleport.
Would you like to come too, Paul?
I don't think that's a good idea. No, I don't. Aww. I think one, just you do it and you come back. And I don't fancy being teleported. I could always travel with you on the UFO, but that's, you know, if that happens, whenever. Anyway.
I'm excited. I hope you can hear me, James and Tim, Tim and James.
Yes, right. Well, enough talking. We need to get on. Do you have cakes?
Yes, I have cakes.
Good. What do you have?
I have pound cake, cheese cake, and devil food chocolate cake, I believe. I think that is right.
Goodness. Are you going to have any of this left for us to have when you get back?
Yes, I have dust cake for us.
Dust cake?
Yes, it is very low in fat. It is good for you.
Dust cake. Right. Well, James and Tim, Tim and James, sounds like you're going to get the nice cakes. Yes, but anyway. Right, so I've got to pull this lever.
Yes, Paul. Please pull the lever.
Right, well, I'll see you when you get back. Oh, here we go. Cake. Right, I'm pulling the lever.
Cheesecake.
It's a bit stiff.
Pound cake.
Is that what you would call a double entendre?
No, I'm just pulling the lever. There we go. There we go.
No.
Goodbye, Paul. I'll see you later. See you later. I'm catapulting.
Goodness. Well, James and Tim, Tim and James, please let me know if you get this. Please let me know if it makes it to your end, as it were.
Hello, hello. I am materialising. Hello, hello. Oh.
Hi.
I'm here.
Hi, Ick.
Hello.
Hi.
Goodness. What a lovely studio you have.
Oh, that's so nice.
Hello. I am Ick. Are you James and Tim? Tim and James?
We are.
Just like Burning.
We are them, yes.
We are they.
Oh,
we are he.
I can't believe it's really you. Pleased to meet you, sirs.
Pleased to meet you.
It is my great honor. I will not be able to stay long on this occasion. I have to return, but I would like to visit for a longer period next time.
Yes,
so, definitely.
I have brought you cakes.
Thank you for the cake.
Thank you.
We love
cheesecake. Cheesecake's my favorite.
Pound cake?
Yes, here's pound cake.
For me, definitely.
James loves pound cake.
Cheesecake.
That would be for me.
Thank you.
Devil's food, chocolate cake.
We can split that,
yes.
I hope you like those.
We love those.
We love them, thank you.
You should take some back to Paul.
I think I may have to go back now.
Oh, already?
It has been good to meet you.
Oh, well, hopefully...
I am being returned home.
Oh.
Paul, bye now.
Safe journey.
Bye, E. Paul must be really yanking on that stiff lever. I must be bearing down on it. I don't know.
James and Tim and James, did you get to see Ick?
Yes.
Did yes. he appear?
Oh, just a minute. I think he's on his way back. Oh, yes, I can see. Yes, he's beginning to appear. I hope he gave you your cakes. Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm going to enjoy eating the dust cake
he's
made for us.
I'm envious, possibly.
Hello.
Ick, are you back?
Hello, Paul, I am back.
How are you?
I am fine, thank you.
Oh, that's good. You look all right. Are you all right?
I'm all right.
Did you get to meet James and Tim and James?
I did. I did get to meet Tim and James. James and Tim. 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 James and Tim. Tim and James. James and Tim. And I did get to meet. I did meet. I did get to meet.
Did you get dust cake in his throat?
I did get to meet Tim and James. James and Tim. Yes.
And were they pleased to see you?
Yes, they did seem very pleased indeed.
I'm very glad to hear it. And you gave them the cake.
Yes, they were very pleased with the cakes.
Well. James and Tim and James, another successful teleport. Now, perhaps...
Well done, Paul.
At a later date. I've got a busy few weeks, but I'm sure you have too, so maybe once... maybe once I'm back, and maybe once you've got a spare weekend, Ick will come and visit you in his UFO. You've got to get that UFO fixed with the invisibility thing, the cloaking device.
Yes, Paul.
And maybe I'll come with him, I'm not sure. I'm not sure if I'm ready for travel in UFOs, but anyway... Well, I better go. We better go. Thanks for participating in our experiment. And I hope you're enjoying those cakes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Would you like some of your dust cake, Paul?
I would love a slice of dust cake, yes. And please sprinkle a bit of gravel in my tea whilst you're at it.
How strange. Oh, well. Here we go. I'll just go and sort it out.
Thanks, Ick. You're a pal. Speak to you again soon, James and Tim and James. And it's been fun as ever. Keep up the good work.
Enjoy your gravel tea.
And your dust
gravel tea.
Dust cake.
Gravity.
Thank you so much, Paul, for allowing Ick to come on and just pop over for a quick visit.
And delicious cakes.
I think it would be delightful to have a longer visit.
Definitely.
And if he can't fix the UFO, he can teleport over.
But he definitely needs to. If y'all are bringing the UFO, our neighbors are much closer here, and you definitely need the cloaking device
working properly. Park on the roof. There's not a lot of parking out here.
There's not much space. We don't even have a back garden, really.
We have a back garden. We just don't have a backyard.
We have a back patio. We don't even have a garden.
We have a container garden.
Yeah. Hard to land a UFO on a bunch of little succulents.
Unless he has containers. A shrink ray.
If you have a shrink ray, that definitely you could land something about the size of a dinner plate out there.
I don't know if I could actually handle a tiny Yeti running around. That might be too much for me. I might lose control.
Oh, don't worry. Simon will handle him.
Oh. Yeah, well, Paul, that's true. If you came, you could meet Simon, and I'm sure he would wrangle you
If you're pint-sized.
But thank you again. That was delightful. Paul.
I'm glad you remembered to adjust your trajectory to 1,300 miles a little further west than we used to be. I would hate for him to show up at the old house
in Texas,
and frighten the new owners.
Yes, I will. I'll see if the camera took it. It's hard to capture aliens on camera, If the camera didn't malfunction, as 99% of the time they tend to when aliens are involved,
mm-hmm.
We will try to post Ick's short little visit on the Instagram page.
Yes, definitely.
So there you go.
That will be quite fun.
Yes.
Quite fun. So, yeah, thank you. Thank you for the visit. Thank you for the call. Any other messages from friends and listeners?
Listeners and friends.
Yes.
You see what I did there?
I do. I do.
No. Okay.
I'm kidding. You do what you want.
I will.
If you would like to contact us, if you don't have a teleporter at your disposal, mm-hmm. you can email us at tlbshow@gmail.com. You can tweet at us. I'm at tlbjames. He's at tlbtim.
What he just said.
You can also call us with your cell phone or landline or text us at 817-754-0570.
I feel like...
You can also follow us on Instagram. We at instagram.com/tlbshow.
So there you go. That was fun. That was good. I'm so glad that worked.
Oh, yes, Paul, it was one of the best days of my life.
Yeah, well, we'll do it again. And, you know, maybe I will come with you in the UFO. I mean, it's not like I've never been on one.
Oh, yes, but that was when some of my colleagues kidnapped you.
Yes, I know. But, well, they were quite polite and kind to me.
I'm glad to hear that.
Ah, dear.
Paul, you still look upset.
Well, yes. I had a little meeting today.
Oh, yes.
Yes, I had a little meeting and, well, to be honest, it didn't quite go to plan.
Who was it with?
Well, with the Lotsville crew.
Oh, Paul.
I spoke to them and I tried to get out of them while they said what they said.
And what did they say?
Well... I know Darius has had trouble. They can be quite high-spirited at times.
Oh, yes. Get a few podcasters in the room and it all goes to their heads.
This is true. Well, anyway, I spoke to them, so... why don't you listen to this? So, Lotsville team, I'm here representing the Shy Life podcast because, well, myself and some of my regulars have been quite upset by some of the things that were said. And I'm sure there's a reason behind it, and I'm sure you want to apologise, but I just think we need to iron this out now. So what do you have to say for yourselves? Brenda?
I don't know. The Booger Picking Club is all meeting down at the Gas Grill this Friday. I'd like to be in charge.
Well, really? I don't think there's any need for that. Come on, Toppy. Why?
I wanted to be a Planet of the Apes ape. I wanted to be one of the chimpanzees. That's right.
Jay, I expect better from you. I mean, come on.
Just far too big and it's ridiculous.
No, dear. Wes. Come on.
Okay, hello.
What?
I should put that in my online profile.
Well, it was sad. I thought, oh, maybe.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. Yeah. But
you see, where I think the problem lies is that Peter was away. You were away, Peter, when this happened. You must be quite ashamed of your team. We need an explanation. Why was it said? Was it just for ratings?
You're supposed to refer to him by his indigenous name of Sasquatch now, Brenda. Don't be politically incorrect with mythical beings.
No fucking way. This is bullshit. Bullshit. You're not going to shake me on this. I don't care what they're trying.
Yep.
I feel like that's too much to ask.
No.
It's too much to ask
dear.
Anybody.
I just can't
Toppy,
believe that this is common
Toppy,
practice.
Toppy
and
mate.
They're in leg irons.
There must be a reason. Bed. There must be a reason that you said these things. And, you know, how could you say that about Bigfoot?
We're a new enlightened society.
We're not a new enlightened society whatsoever.
How could you say that when you know?
That,
I mean,
that say that.
You must know that Bigfoot is related to... Sasquatches and Yetis.
No.
We don't seem to be getting anywhere. I was expecting just a little apology, something I could take back to Yeti Uncle John.
What are they saying?
Please, Yeti Uncle John, stay back. You lot have got to get it. You sort. Get yourself sorted. Can't be saying things like this. Not just to get ratings. We don't know that for a fact, Yeti Uncle John. I'm trying to get to the nub of the problem.
Well, yes.
Oh. Please don't tell me Ike's here. He'll just get upset. No, he's not. Listen. Please just think about what you've said. And, you know, I don't like this bad feeling between our shows. I really don't. It just seems...
Right.
It's quite unlike you. Perhaps you've been replaced by aliens. Are you all clones? They do look a bit like clones. They might be clones. Are you clones? Let's just go. I don't think they're clones. I just, I don't know what's going on.
Have you ever thought of doing that?
Sure do.
After a while, I realized I needed to urinate. And I wet my pants.
It's not what we come to expect from the Lotsul team. I know, what a Lotsul dilemma. What a Lotsul dilemma. Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
Hello, Paul. It's me, Ick. I have examined the recording, and I can tell you that, well, there is no trace of alien intervention on it. There doesn't seem to be any alien influence. So I think we have to rule that out as an excuse. But I just thought I'd reassure you, but it is very concerning. I don't know what's wrong. I don't know why would they say that. People who listen to Big Fatty's show and your show must surely know. And what about James and Tim, Tim and James' show? They hear me on all sorts of podcasts. They must realize I exist. There's been photographic evidence as taken by Tim. But it is no strange. But I'm sure we'll find a reason. You need to speak to them. I know that they were a little bit defensive and, not exactly helpful. But you know, this is the trouble. Sometimes when, you speak to people and you confront them, they don't like being confronted. Sure, there is a reason, and you'll find it out. It'll all be fine. You'll all end up as friends again, but it is a mystery. Definitely a mystery. Yes. All right. Okay. Good luck, Paul. Good luck. Let me know if I can help. I just wanted to reassure you that aliens were not responsible for them saying those words.
Oh, it's me, Damius Twinklehorn. I'm listening to your latest episode with some concern. I don't know what's got into the Life in the Poolist team. Why were they saying such strange things? I mean, denying the existence of Bigfoot when, they regularly record with a Yeti. What's wrong? I don't understand. I, as you know, I interviewed them a while back and they were quite... trouble. Let's just say it. They were quite troublesome. It was very difficult. They're very headstrong. But anyway, perhaps they just got out of control again. Although, I can understand that if Peter wasn't there, they do tend to like kids at the end of term when the headmaster's back is turned. oh dear. I just hope you get an apology out of them. That's all I can say. Oh, yes. Oh, dear.
Hello, darling. Goodness me. I heard that little clip from the Lotsul team. Goodness me. What caused that, for goodness sake? Do you think it was a personal attack? Or I'm sure there's more to it than that. I'm sure there's more to it than you realise. It could be anything. It could be anything. You don't think it's a big wind-up or something? Possibly? I don't know. Oh, dear. Anyway, I hope you're all sorted out. Podcasters should stick together, eh? I think so, yes. Dear, oh, dear. All right, then. I'll speak to you later. Okay, darling, 1,000,000 kisses. 1,000,001 kisses, darling, yes.
What? Oh, hello, it's me, Charlie. What's going on? I don't understand. What is this Lotsul? What is... Life on the Pie List. Is that right? What is this? What is that? They talk about pies? Oh, yes. Well, that's good. I must listen. Yes, Life on the Pie List. I think that sounds like a great show. They'll have to get me on and I'll be a guest. I'll tell them all about the secrets behind the scenes of pies. What pies say when people are not listening or people are in the other room. Yes. Yes. Anyway, let me know. I'll get in contact and... I will willingly give my time. Yes, absolutely, yes. Absolutely, yes.
Hello, it's me, Cromarty. How are you? Yes, well, I am a little bit shocked, I must say. It is very strange. Not like them. Do you think that perhaps somebody had, taken the words out of context or something? Do you think that somebody has stitched the episode back in a different order to make it sound like they said those things? It could be possible, you know. I wonder who that could be. Somebody may have it in for you, or for them. I do not know. It's very mysterious. Very mysterious. Well, you know, podcasting is a peculiar art, and there are good podcasters, and yet there are evil podcasters who, you know, are all in it for the ratings and for the freebies. Yes, freebies, not, no, threebies. Not three, no, free, F-R-E-E-B-I-E-S, not F-R-E-E-B-E-E-S, or even T-H-R-E-E-B-E-E-S. I need to have a lie down now. Well, no, I don't. I'm glad you weren't there. I thought it would upset you. I just don't understand it. I really don't understand it. But, just a minute. What's going on?
What is it, Paul?
My phone's ringing. It's Toppy Smelly. Goodness. Ah, Toppy, he's calling. Maybe Toppy has... Hello? Toppy.
Hey, Paul. Well, that was a fine mix-up about spooks and aliens. Of course I believe. Come on. Of course I do. Oh, gosh. You know, I just have to have plausible deniability. That's all, you know, because, you know, people look at you like you have a lobster on your head when you say, I personally know an alien.
Perhaps that will be in a future Lots of Trivia quiz.
Oh,
your story, really? Of you wetting your pants while flying a kite.
Maybe.
But I asked Paul to do some questions about previous Lotzel episodes for each of us, because, you know, he's been going back through our back catalog, through our Lotzel canon, very religiously. What episode are you up to, Paul?
Well, this week I've been listening between 104 and 109.
Wow.
Okay. So... do you have some trivia questions you'd like to ask us and see if we remember what the hell we were talking about?
This one comes from episode 104, which is the 8th of May, 2014.
Okay.
And one of the questions was about, if you were the king of the world, what would you do? And I was wondering, Peter, can you remember what you said, what you would do if you were king of the world?
Was it that I would reinstitute the concept of exile and send people to little islands, that people who annoyed me?
One of them was the same charger. Everybody, yes. Everything had the same charger.
Yes, Brendan. Yeah, that's right.
Okay. So
that was the main one. There was also one about rich people paying taxes.
Oh, yes, they should. They should pay extra tax because they're rich.
I don't know if anyone can remember what Jay was on that episode. And can anyone remember what Jay said he would do if he was... This was quite a serious answer.
Something about animals?
Yes, it was.
Criminalize people who abused animals? Put them in jail?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, it was ban whaling and seal killing. And animal abuse in general, as you say, yeah. Now, can you remember what you said, Brenda?
Nope. I remember what everybody else says, apparently, but I don't remember.
What did Brenda say? If Brenda were king of the world or queen of the world, what would Brenda say? Oh, boy, I don't know. What did Brenda say?
Well, she said that women should be banned from using strollers to get through crowds.
Oh, Brenda.
I still stand by that.
You still stand by it.
There was also something about driving and parking, which as I don't drive, I couldn't really understand it, so I didn't.
That was probably mine.
Can you remember, Mark was in that episode as well. Can you remember what he might have said?
Something about people being quiet or smoking on the streets or something, I bet.
It was actually more food related.
Oh, what?
He said he wanted easier access to pie.
Easier.
I don't know if you can remember, Toppy, what you said.
I do not.
Well, one of yours was very specific about an art teacher who was bullying, reprimanding you. I think it might have been a story from your life that you wanted to take retribution on this particular art teacher. But, and you wanted to ban reality TV, which was...
Yes, and I stand by that today. Ban reality TV.
Yeah, Peter agreed with that one. Do you still stand by that, Peter?
Absolutely. We're very consistent in our remarks.
I would also Toppy said that natural disasters should be avoided. So nothing, no natural disasters should happen.
There you go.
Yeah, make that happen, Toppy, would you please?
And that comic books should be only 25 cents.
Yes. that's the best one right there.
And
honest
people must be rewarded. And yeah, I think you managed to whip up a crowd. Everyone was saying that Toppy should be president. You should definitely be president, especially.
Well, of course. Yeah.
Unfortunately, Wes, you weren't here for that episode because your computer.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you have any others you want to share?
Yeah,
I
had one from a different episode. Do you remember, Wes, who you said was your favorite Disney character?
Oh, well, I know that I really like. There could be two answers here. If it's a live actor, it would have been Mary Poppins. If it was a cartoon, I think I would have said Uncle Scrooge.
I thought it was a prince.
It's Scrooge McDuck. Is that?
Yes, Scrooge McDuck.
That was the one you said.
Oh.
Now, Brenda, and this was a different episode where we were talking about bumper stickers. Do you remember what you said you would have on your bumper sticker if you could choose?
Did it have anything to do with a Prius?
It was religious. It was, well, sort of religious. Not, obviously not pro-religious.
Oh, gosh.
Down with God. Is that what it said?
It was, I don't believe in your God.
Oh, my.
I always like to say, I did see this on the back of a BMW, and it said, fuck your Prius. So whenever I see a Prius, I say, fuck your Prius.
That's a little confrontational, but well, I appreciate the sentiment.
I've got another one for Brenda here. Or anyone else who can remember. In episode 107 from the 28th of May, you were talking about music, and I wondered if you could remember, Brenda or anybody, which band did you say should be above being used in advert?
Was it the Beatles?
It was, yes.
Toppy, of course, who knows no music whatsoever, had no opinion about that, I'm sure, right?
Probably not.
Didn't they use Helter Skelter to sell a washing machine or something?
They used Revolution. Lord. Nike used Revolution, remember?
Yeah.
That's when Michael Jackson had his little paws all over the songs. But then Paul has since bought the rights back. That's why.
What episode 105, I wonder, Peter, if you can remember what you said in this episode. Looking at my statistics, I would also say that episode 105 is the shortest ever episode of Lotsal.
Really?
Just slightly over 20 minutes.
What? Really?
What was the date on that? Yeah. Tell me the date on that.
It was the 16th of May, 2014.
Well, I know why, but carry on.
Oh, okay.
Can you remember in that episode, Peter, or anybody, which actor did you describe in this episode as a national disgrace?
Actor? Adam Sandler.
It was Adam Sandler?
Well, yes, it was, yeah.
Well, I stand by that.
In one episode around that time, Toppy says that, what do you jokingly claim that you use to shave with, Toppy?
I remember.
A peanut butter.
Yes. Also around the same time, can you remember which element of the audience Jay alienated?
No. Sci-fi fans?
Sci-fi,
oh,
yeah.
Star Trek or Star Wars or something.
Disney World?
Yes. Euro Disney.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes, our friend Jay was confrontational sometimes.
Euro Disney. That's cutting edge.
Well, Euro Disney deserves it, so yeah.
I've got a list here of things that you discussed. Habits which age you. Do you remember any of the things you said?
Habits that make you older?
Habits which age.
Drinking? maybe?
Smoking?
That we do or that we know makes you age?
They were kind of weird ones. I think Peter had an article.
Oh, Peter and his articles. Here we go.
deep internal resentment of everyone around you?
I'm sure all these are quite possibly true, but they weren't in that article. Do you want me to tell you some of the ones that you particularly highlight?
Yes, please.
Multitasking.
Okay, I can see that.
Lack of sleep, but that makes sense. Too much dessert. Too much makeup. Those were the main ones. I've got something written down here, green tea and almonds, but I'm not quite sure. Oh, sleeping with your face in the pillow and drinking through a straw. Yes, they were also.
Oh, yeah. Drinking through a straw.
Now, I've got one more Wes. You were talking in episode 108 about declaring war on something. Do you remember what you were declaring war on? It's not a person. It's more of a thing.
Well, I'm always griping about bad driving. Was it have anything to do with that?
No, it was more sort of computer-based.
Computer-based?
Pop-up ads.
Update.
No.
Listicles.
Those sort of things, but it wasn't specifically those ones.
I don't remember. I must have won the war, though. Yeah, if I can't remember.
It was clickbait.
Clickbait, yes. God, I hate that.
And I'll probably finally... I was listening to episode 109 today. That's called Thieves Like Us. It was from 12th of June, 2014. And do you remember some of the things... Well, you were talking about things that you'd stolen.
Stolen?
Do you remember any of the things that you said? Wes wasn't there, so he didn't. Did you, anyone else, though, remember what you said that you had stolen? Mainly from work.
I stole brownies from work.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Money. Didn't somebody steal money?
Somebody might have something to do with tips, waiting.
Yeah, that would have been me.
Yeah.
I think I was pure as the wind-driven snow. I think I must have said I've never stolen anything.
Yeah, the only thing was that you, that time when you claimed that you're standing in for that artist and you...
You wrote the signature.
And you sort of said that you'd painted them, but that's fine.
Oh, yeah.
You stole that man's name, Toppy.
I stole his identity. Oh, God.
Well, actually, Jay said the same thing. Jay said he'd stolen nothing. He hadn't stolen anything other than time from work. So,
that's theft.
Well, Paul, that was a wonderful trip through memory lane. Thank you very much.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure.
Oh, well, boy, it's all sorted now. Ah, yes. I never have thought of that as an option. Well, yes, I know what you mean. I thought there might have been, like, learning lines for a play or something. Maybe they were rehearsing and didn't realise they were recording and had accidentally released the episode. Well, that wasn't the case, was it? No, that's just a silly idea, itty Uncle John. Oh, I'm sorry. Dear, oh dear. Truth is stranger than fiction. I did think perhaps that they were shape-changing beasties or perhaps just looking for a bit of added publicity for their show. It was quite incredible. Yeah, it's a shame we can't share it with the listeners. What's that? Well, we did agree to accept an apology and not actually share the reason with the listeners. I'm terribly sorry, listeners. It's private, you see. Yes, well, yeah, it's true, listeners. We're not just saying it, but, you know, we talked to Toppy, and he was very apologetic, but he couldn't, well, he told us the reason. He told us what was going on, but, well, there was a reason behind it, and it's a bit top secret, you know, special podcasting business.
Which we have to respect, Yeti Uncle John.
Well, yes, we have to respect Pride 48 business, you know. It might come out in the future. You might see the truth behind it all, listeners, but they weren't possessed. It wasn't a play. They weren't trying to get publicity. They weren't doing it because they hated us. No, it was none of them things. It was simply top secret Pi 48 business, which has to remain secret, basically. I'm terribly sorry, listeners. Of course, you can always write in to shyyeti@yahoo.co.uk with any of your theories as to why they said what they said. Of course, if you get the right reason, we won't be able to confirm or deny it, but still, it's made for an interesting episode. I'm just sorry that we're not able to share the actual reason, but I'm happy. I'm reassured. Yes, me too. I'm reassured. So we're not cross with them anymore. We love Life on the Poo List and all of the Life on the Poo List stars. We're all made up. We're all friends again. And yeah, you. Well, that's about it, didn't it? It is actually, yes. It's about it. Sorry. See from the rather silent reaction that the listeners are a bit cross about not knowing the truth. But oh dear, do you want to make something up? Blame it on Nessie. Yes, yeah, we could blame it on Nessie. Why don't we blame it on Nessie? Yeah, listeners, it's all to do with Nessie. Yeah, I'm afraid he scared them. He scared them. They were so scared that they'd say anything. Yes, it's dreadful what Nessie will do. Yeah, we thought he was friendly. Yeah, we thought he was friendly. Do you know why Nessie did what he did? Oh, I think he was just doing it for publicity. Really? Oh, I suppose that's, yeah. Anyway, so that's all we can tell you, listeners. It was to do with Nessie or something. Yeah. They look happier. I don't know. I don't think they believe us. Oh, dear. Right, let's just finish the episode, shall we? Okay, listeners, I hope you've enjoyed this show. And all's well that ends well. And we'll see you again soon. Take care. Say goodbye, Yeti Uncle John.
Oh, yes, goodbye, Yeti Uncle John.
And yes, we'll see you again soon. All right. Bye-bye for now. Goodbye. Bye-bye.
Oh, goodbye. Yeah.
Hi, Paul. Hi, Ick. It's Jay the Haunt Cub, you know, from the Lotzel program. Listen, I just wanted to let you guys know, I apologize if you misunderstood what we were talking about, you know, RE, aliens, and Bigfoot. I mean, clearly, we know you exist, and we were just having a bit of fun being stupid. So I apologize if any feelings were hurt. We clearly know that aliens and Bigfoot and Yetis exist. So, sorry. Bye-bye.
Oh, hey, hi, Paul. Well, I just wanted to say I'm glad we got all that, you know, stuff about believing in ghosts and aliens all cleared up and everything. You know, of course I do. Of course I believe. You know, anyways, you know, my own Aunt Tappy used to sleep with an alien. And, you know, well, listen, of course, aliens are icks real, right? Yeah. So, anyways, I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Thing is, I don't think they'd have believed if we'd have said the actual, you know, the actual truth. What was that, Paul? Well, you know, saying that, I know we kind of went with the whole Nessie thing in the end, but the original thing about it being a Pi 48 secret. Oh, yeah, that was made up as well, wasn't it? Yeah, well, thing is, I don't think that they'd have... I don't think they'd have believed the actual truth, which was... the truth is that Lotzel is now sponsored by a massive firm of peanut butter producers.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I can't believe it's not peanut butter.
That's the one, yeah. And apparently they've got an agenda that they're not very inclusive when it comes to fantastic beasts and aliens and Bigfoots.
Oh dear, oh dear. So
Oh, dear, yeah, well, it doesn't look good on them, does it? It doesn't look good on anyone. No, no, but, oh, it's okay. They've talked about it, and they've said that they don't want sponsorship anymore. No, not if it means having to be horrible about fantastical beasts. Oh, good on them, yes. Well, I can see how the lure of peanut butter might have, made them say things that... well, you know, it wasn't them. It wasn't actually their choice. It was what they were told to say, and I suppose they felt they ought to. Anyway, the whole sponsorship deal has fallen through, and I think that's for the best. But just keep away from that. I can't believe it's not peanut butter or whatever it's called. Yes, well, I don't eat that sort of thing, to be honest. No, me neither. But some podcasters are addicted to peanut butter. Just shows. Oh, yes. It's a slippery slope, isn't it? Just one little teaspoon, just spreading it on the toast, and it's, next thing you know, you're eating tubs of the stuff. I know. And I do worry for them, but, I suggested, like, some sort of peanut butter rehab, but... Oh, yes, I know, it's... well, how can I do it when they're ready to? I think stepping back from... the actual sponsorship deal is a good step, so fine. I just didn't want to sort of speak about this on the show, which is why I came up with, well, initially the Pride 48 excuse, secret business, and then the Nessie thing. It just seemed better than, you know, talking about their addiction to peanut butter. Oh no, I think you'd be very sensitive about the whole matter. Thank goodness it's not Vegemite or whatever that. Oh, goodness, no, if they ate that, I don't think I could be half as sympathetic. No, I know what you mean. Anyway, do you want a cup of belly button fluff tea? Oh, yes, please. Yeah, Charlie Gurr bought us another packet the other day. Oh, I love that stuff. It sounds disgusting, but actually, he's got something. It's quite tasty, isn't it? Oh, I love it, yeah. But you're not addicted to it. No, I wouldn't say I was addicted to belly button fluff tea, yeah. Yet. Ah, dear. Right. Can I have two bags in mine, please? All right, yes. Right. It's okay.
Who knows what kind of weird things are in our universe?
It's a ghost of bees, honey. Husband.
Gotta go now.
I don't care.
Bye.
I want to go with you.
Gotta go. Bye.
Goodbye.
It's quite long.
No. Hey, that's insulting.
Goodbye. This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find more shows over at pride48.com.
I see you're still being a fuck-up.
Fuck UFOs, fuck ghosts, fuck Bigfoot.
He's not that shy.
Okay, so something dies and the soul lives on. Are we going to presume that animals have souls? I think I've said this before, but why aren't there any hauntings of, you know, all the cows that we slaughter every year and the pigs?
Mm-hmm. Right.
I always wonder about stillborns and things like that.
Don't you know they shoot off to another person to become a soul someplace else? That's what Brown would say.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Who was that, Brenda? Say that again. What?
Sylvia Brown would say stuff, you know, like, yeah. if baby dies, then they just back up into this whatever, and then they shoot back down later.
In my opinion, Sylvia Brown is an example of the most supreme charlatan that ever lived.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree.
And
you know about the Toys R Us ghost?
Yeah.
Johnny Johnson or Yanni Johnson?
Yanni Johnson.
Isn't that what made her famous or something?
Uh-huh.
I think that was some of it, but Madge's show. She used to
play those clips.
Yeah, there was a while where that's all she talked about was Sylvia Brown.
Oh yeah.
I believe the story was that like there was sort of this guy who was in love with a girl, right? And she spurned him and he was out in the field one day and he chopped his leg off and died from the blood loss, right? And that was on the site of where they eventually put a Toys R Us in the San Francisco Bay Area or something.
Yeah.
Did I ever tell you guys about the cleaning client that I had that I think it was after her husband had passed away, her niece or something or cousin had shown up to help or whatever. And I was around her and chit-chatted. And after this niece left, the niece told my client that she could see like colors around people.
Iris.
She got a very unusual and positive aura around me and that I was very special. Did I ever tell you that?
No.
So just keep that in mind. I'm very special.
There you go.
I wonder if people ever come up to them and say, oh, you have a very general and plain aura, and then just go about their business. You know, like it's always about you have a special aura, right?
Yeah.
It's never about, oh, your aura is just pretty average.
Yeah. I see you cheat on your taxes. Well.
If you were able to have some sort of paranormal experience, what would you want to experience? Would it be ghosts? Would it be extraterrestrials? Would it be what?
Well, I don't know that I consider aliens. I mean, we put it under supernatural because it's kind of a whole X-Files kind of thing.
Yeah.
But I mean, I do actually believe there has to be life somewhere in the universe because it's just far too big and it's ridiculous for us to think that we're all that could have happened. So that I wouldn't really put under paranormal, even though you might lump it that way now. But I guess I'm thinking more of the ghost thing. I'd be very curious to see an actual apparition or something like that.
Mm-hmm. I would like to know, my would be like if it was a spirit or, you know, a messenger from a higher being that said, listen, you're not going through all this for nothing.
An angel,
God, somebody that was saying, you're not. The fact that you feel like and are trying to do your best is not just going to be for naught.
In other words, it gets better.
Mm-hmm.
So. All right. Here's one to answer your question, Wes. Something that would impress me is if I sat in front of someone who claimed to have telekinetic powers, and there's many people who claim this. I'd taken a spoon out of my pocket and put it on the table, bend it. And if they actually bent it, I'd be fucking blown away. I'd be a believer.
Mm-hmm.
But that ain't how they do it. That's never how it really happens.
No.
But there's a lot of spoon benders out there, but that's not how it ever happens.
I like spoon spenders better.
Yeah, spoon spenders.
So you know what I mean? Like if I pulled a spoon out of my pocket and they bent it, I'd be damn impressed.
All right.
You're supposed to refer to him by his indigenous name of Sasquatch now, Brenda. Don't be politically incorrect with mythical beings.
Fuck UFOs, fuck ghosts, fuck big ghosts, 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 fuck UFOs, fuck ghosts, fuck big ghosts.